with a chronic disease, you know how important having proper access to the healthcare system is. The Northern Policy Institute wants the government to think of Northern Ontarians with chronic diseases as changes are being made to the provincial healthcare system. The Institute has released a report called Spinning Our Wheels, Chronic Disease Management as a Health Priority for Northern Ontario. Christina McMillan-Boyles is a faculty member at the School of Nursing and a PhD student in the School of Rural and Northern Health at Laurentian University. She's also one of the authors of the report. She spoke with the CBC's Martha Dillman.
How are chronic diseases currently being managed in Northern Ontario?
Well, that's a great question. I think in terms of chronic disease management in Northern Ontario, I think there's some great things going on. I think the focus of our healthcare system in general is on acute care focus. And chronic diseases are typically managed then at home and in the community, where there's less healthcare funding, for example, given to those areas. Subsequently, we're seeing then if individuals living with chronic diseases in the community or at home are not managing well in those areas, then we do see readmission to healthcare institutions, i.e. acute care institutions, as a result. So we could do a better job in terms of how we're managing chronic diseases in the home and in the community.
Now, the province is looking at making some changes to the healthcare system here in Ontario. How would those changes affect Northerners who have chronic diseases?
Yeah, so that in terms of the government, most recent government's proposals in terms of Ontario health teams, I think it's the underlying principles and goals of that is in terms of greater continuity of care between acute care and community home context, so that care is less fragmented, and also with a focus, more so of a focus on home and community care in order to meet the needs of those living with chronic diseases where they are in their homes and in communities to prevent hospitalization. So I think we're in exciting times with the redistribution of how healthcare is organized in terms of to better meet the needs of people living with chronic diseases in the north. That is to say as well, we have to keep in mind always with people in the north living with chronic diseases that we are attentive to the unique challenges that people in the north face with respect to how healthcare is organized and their ability to access that care.
What could the impact be on the healthcare professionals providing this care to the patients?
Well, I think in terms of greater continuity and communication among healthcare providers, in terms of what's happening with the patients living with chronic diseases, in order to keep them well, living well at home and in the community with their chronic disease, and also probably greater satisfaction, perhaps as well in terms of not seeing that readmission to hospital because their needs are actually being met better in the community and at home where they are.
So what could be done to keep people out of the hospital, keep them at home and healthy? What changes would have to be done?
Well, I think that's a great question. And I think as Andre Picard mentions in his book, Canada healthcare system is islands of excellence in a sea of mediocrity. I think there are great things that are happening in various pockets throughout the province relative to chronic disease management. And I think an example of that is the inspired approach for people with lung disease or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. That's happening in various pockets in the province. It's a pan-Canadian initiative with demonstrated benefits and effects in terms of people living with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease in terms of quality of life, but also then demonstrating physical effects in terms of decreasing costs to the healthcare system. Now, that's not happening per se in, say, for example, Northern Ontario. That's such an initiative or example of that initiative. So I think that's an area where we could strengthen how we manage chronic disease in Northern Ontario by using such an approach to keep people healthy in their homes and in their community where they're living to then see lack of readmission back into the hospital or acute care setting. So that's just one example of a way we could incorporate a given approach or program that is demonstrated evidence in the literature to utilize that approach and adapt it to our Northern Ontario context in order to better manage chronic disease.
How much of a challenge, or would it be possible to take that model that's working somewhere else and apply it to people here in Northern Ontario?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, too. I think in terms of any approach that we take, I think we always have to look at the approach and look at the context in which we're going to utilize that approach, because it's not a one-size-fits-all approach in terms of, wherever it may be implemented throughout the province. So I do think we have to be certainly aware of the unique context in which we have in Northern Ontario in terms of the diversity of the communities and the populations that live within the communities, in particular in relation to access to service. Because we are geographically dispersed across a large geographic distribution or an area, I think we have to, and health services may not always be available. So I certainly think we have to look at how that, how we would use such an approach and the implications of that for citizens living in Northern Ontario.
And what would happen if healthcare professionals, policymakers don't consider this when they're looking into kind of planning healthcare for all of Ontarians, but especially here in the North?
Yeah, I think if policymakers are solely focused on approaches that don't take in the unique context of Northern Ontario and the issues that we face and the challenges we face relative to access to health services or even healthcare providers or even access to diagnostic testing and equipment, if we don't take that into account, we will simply be, as the paper says, spinning our wheels in terms of attempting to address big issues relative to chronic disease management. We're going to just be in the same place we were 10 years ago or 20 years ago with, chronic disease management, where we're not making much headway because we have to consider those unique perspectives whenever we're making any policy development so that and we have to be aware of the implications of that policy or that approach that's taken, given that it can be enacted in communities that face those challenges.
That's Christina McMillan-Boyles. She's one of the authors of the report, and she was speaking with the CBC's Martha Dillman.